2018 in Pictures, Trump's Visit, World War I Centenary, Free Tommy Rally. By Victoria Friedman on December 31, 2018. 2018 has been the year of historic centenaries, royal births and marriages, presidential visits, and dancing prime ministers. Here's a review of this year in pictures. January, the supermoon. Visible in the night skies over Britain on January 31. The super blue blood moon was a product of three lunar phenomena. A supermoon, where the full moon is closer to the Earth in its orbit. A blue moon, where it was the second full moon of the calendar month. And a blood moon, where the moon in total eclipse appears red. The event occurred last on December 30, 1982, and is not expected to happen again until January 31, 2037. February, the Beast from the East. Caused by an Arctic air mass stretching from eastern Russia to the British Isles and formed on February 24, it combined with Storm Emma and brought snow, causing travel disruptions with dozens of roads closed, and flights and public transport cancelled. When the Beast from the East returned the weekend of the 17th to 18th of March, the Met Office issued a danger to life warning, with the weather fronts killing 10 people over the near-month-long stormy period. March, the Novichok poisoning. On March 4, former double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, who was visiting from Russia, were found slumped on a bench in the cathedral city of Salisbury, England, after having been poisoned with the nerve agent Novichok. Military specialists in chemical warfare were dispatched to investigate and decontaminate the area. Both the Skripals recovered, as well as a police officer who fell ill after visiting Mr. Skripal's home. Based on intelligence, Prime Minister Theresa May later that month blamed Russia for the attack, expelling 23 Russian diplomats that the British government claimed were undeclared intelligence officers. To date, the Kremlin has not accepted responsibility for the poisoning. April, the birth of Prince Louis. Louis Arthur Charles, the third child of Prince William and Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge, was born on April 23, the same date as St. George's Day, which celebrates the English saint, and the birthday of William Shakespeare. Fifth in line to the throne, His Royal Highness Prince Louis of Cambridge was named after the Prince of Wales's mentor and great-uncle Lord Louis Mountbatten, who was murdered by the IRA in 1979. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge also paid tribute to Prince Charles in the second and third names, with the Prince of Wales also having Arthur as a middle name. May, wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. A U.S. citizen, the Duchess of Sussex began a years-long process to become a British citizen, though it is not known if she will retain her American citizenship and be a dual national. June, the Free Tommy Rally. June 9 saw massive crowds turn up to hear Dutch populist firebrand Geert Wilders give a speech demanding the release of citizen journalist and English Defence League founder Tommy Robinson, who was serving 13 months in prison for contempt of court after live-streaming on Facebook outside of a Muslim child rape gang trial. Supporters and free speech activists accused authorities of stifling freedom on the press, particularly after a period of enforced media blackout on the reporting of Robinson's trial and imprisonment. Appeals judges later ordered Robinson be freed after determining the process had been too hasty and due legal procedure had not been followed, giving rise to unfairness. A retrial is expected sometime in the new year. July, Royal Air Force Centenary Flypast. On July 10, marking 100 days after the Royal Air Force's birthday, civilians, RAF personnel, and the royal family gathered on the Mall for the parade, with World War II Spitfires and Lancashire bombers, Chinook helicopters, tornadoes, typhoons, and Red Arrows taking part in the centenary flypast. The RAF was formed on April 1, 1918, towards the end of the Great War by merging the Royal Flying Corps and the Royal Naval Air Service, and according to the RAF marked the first time that any country had formed an entirely separate and independent air force. July, U.S. President Donald J. Trump visits the United Kingdom. July also saw the visit of President Trump, an Anglophile who was keen to sign a bilateral free trade agreement with the United Kingdom post-Brexit. President and First Lady Melania Trump arrived on the 12th, attending a black tie dinner with Prime Minister Theresa May at Blenheim Palace, the birthplace of Anglo-American British wartime Prime Minister Winston Churchill. On the 13th, the President and Mrs. May visited Military Academy Sandhurst, followed by a press conference at Checkers while the First Lady and Mr. May visited a retirement home for elderly veterans. The Trumps then met Queen Elizabeth II at Windsor Castle to inspect the Guard of Honor's military march before joining the monarch for tea. On Saturday, the president traveled to Scotland to play golf at his Turnberry Resort in South Ayrshire. President Trump's mother Mary McLeod Trump was born in Scotland. August, Bojo's Burka comments. An independent panel found in December that Mr. Johnson had not breached Tory party rules. September, Nigel Farage returns to frontline politics. In August, the former UKIP leader Nigel Farage announced his return to politics in response to Prime Minister Theresa May's soft Brexit plans and to stop the political elite from betraying the British electorate. The veteran Eurosceptic politician, co-chairman of Leave Means Leave, launched the rebirth of the People's Army on September 22, touring the country and speaking at rallies with cross-party colleagues including the Northern Irish Democratic Unionist Party's Sammy Wilson, Labour's Kate Hoey, and the Tories' Jacob Rees-Mogg. October, Theresa May the Dancing Queen. Prime Minister Theresa May reprised her Maybot robot dancing routine to the tune of ABBA's Dancing Queen as she walked on stage before giving her leader's speech at Tory party conference on October 3. In self-deprecating reference to a peculiar dance the Prime Minister had made at an earlier event in South Africa. Confounding political pundits and preceding an hour-long speech light in substance that avoided talk of leadership challenges. Her dance moves nevertheless dominated the front pages. November, centenary of the First World War. 2018 saw another centenary, that of the Great War. One commemoration installation, by film director Danny Boyle, sought to connect communities with those they lost 100 years ago. Thousands of volunteers etched in the sand on 32 beaches across the UK silhouettes and portraits of soldiers, munitions workers, and nurses who died in the Great War. Ephemeral in nature, pages of the sea sought to create connections between the past and the present whereby the memory of the sacrifices of the dead would outlast what tides had washed away. December, Gatwick on lockdown over drone sightings. Holidaymakers' plans were put on hold after a number of drones were believed to have been sighted flying over Gatwick Airport on the evening of Wednesday, 19 December, shutting down the airport for 36 hours, grounding 760 flights, and affecting 110,000 passengers. The situation descended into farce when police wrongly arrested two people over the incident. Admitted that many of the more than 90 drone sightings which kept the airport closed for a day and a half may have been of police drones, and said they were exploring the possibility that there may have been no drone at all. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.